Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the general and the continuous signups for the Conservation Reserve Program. USDA has extended the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, the general sign-up period, which previously had been announced as ending on February 12th of this year. USDA is going to continue to accept offers as it takes this opportunity for the current administration to evaluate ways to increase their enrollment. The program is administered by USDA's Farm Service Agency. It provides annual rental payments for up to 10 or 15 years for the land that's devoted to conservation purposes, as well as other type of payments. Before the general CRP sign-up period ends, producers are going to have the opportunity to adjust or resubmit their offers to take advantage of planned improvements to the program. The sign-up for CRP gives producers an opportunity to enroll land for the first time or to re-enroll land under existing contracts that are set to expire September 30th of this year. FSA is also accepting offers for specific conservation practices under the continuous CRP sign-up. That program's long-term goal is to reestablish valuable land cover to improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and reduce loss of wildlife habitat. Under the continuous CRP sign-up, environmentally sensitive land devoted to certain conservation practices can be enrolled in CRP at any time. Offers for continuous enrollment are not subject to competitive bidding process during specific periods. Instead, they're automatically accepted, provided the land and producer meet certain eligibility requirements, and the enrollment levels do not exceed the statutory cap. For more information on the continuous sign-up, including a list of the acceptable practices, or information on the general CRP sign-up, contact your local USDA Service Center. And next, there's new secure options for signing and sharing documents online. Farmers and ranchers working with USDA's FSA and NRCS offices can now sign and share documents online in just a few clicks. By using what they call Box or OneSpan, producers can digitally complete business transactions without leaving their homes or ag operations. Both services are free, secure, and available for multiple FSA and NRCS programs. Box is a secure cloud-based site where FSA or NRCS documents can be managed and shared. Producers who choose to use Box can create a username and password to access their secure Box account, where documents can be downloaded, printed, manually signed, scanned, and uploaded, and shared digitally with the Service Center staff. Service is available to any FSA or NRCS customer with access to a mobile device or computer with printer connectivity. OneSpan is a secure e-signature solution for FSA and NRCS customers. Like Box, no software downloads or e-authentication is required for OneSpan. Instead, producers interested in the e-signature through OneSpan can confirm their identity through a two-factor authorization using a verification code sent to their mobile device or a personalized question and answer. Once identity is confirmed, the documents can be reviewed and e-signed through OneSpan via the producer's personal email address. Signed documents immediately become available to us here at the appropriate USDA Service Center. Box and OneSpan are both operational services for customers interested in improving efficiency in signing and sharing documents with USDA. They do not replace the existing systems using the e-authentication for digital signature. Instead, these tools provide additional options for producers to use when conducting business with FSA or NRCS. USDA Service Center staff are available to help producers get started with both Box and OneSpan through a few simple steps. Let the Service Center staff know if you're interested in signing and sharing documents through those new features. In most cases, you just have to give us a call and we'll get things going for you. You can also visit farmers.gov/mydocs, M-Y-D-O-C-S, to learn more about Box and OneSpan, the steps to getting started, and additional resources for conducting business with USDA online. And now, applying for FSA direct loans. FSA offers direct farm ownership and direct farm operating loans to producers who want to establish, maintain, or strengthen their farm or ranch. Direct loans are processed, approved, and serviced by FSA loan officers. Direct farm operating loans can be used to purchase livestock and feed, farm equipment, fuel, farm chemicals, insurance, and other costs, including family living expenses. Operating loans can also be used to finance minor improvements or to repair buildings and to refinance some farm-related debts, excluding real estate. Direct farm ownership loans can be used to purchase farmland, enlarge an existing farm, construct and repair buildings, and to make farm improvements. Maximum loan amount for direct farm ownership loans is $600,000. Maximum loan amount for direct operating loans is $400,000, and a down payment is not required. Repayment terms vary depending upon the type of loan, the collateral, and the producer's ability to repay the loan. Operating loans are normally repaid within 7 years, and farm ownership loans are not to exceed 40 years. Contact your local FSA office for more information or to apply for either a direct farm ownership or operating loan. And next, a couple of reminders for those with commodity loans. First, the first reminder is to maintain the quality of the grain in your farm stored grain. If your bins are overfull or grain is heaped up, the airflow may be hindered and there's a chance of spoilage that would increase. If you have a marketing assistance loan and you use the grain as collateral, remember you're responsible for maintaining the quality of that grain throughout the term of the loan. Second reminder is if the loan grain is going to be disposed of through feeding, selling, or any other form of disposal, producers need to contact their local service center to receive a marketing authorization for those bushels. Failure to request marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for that are severe, so always call before you haul any grain under loan. And finally, 2021 CRP mid-contract management. All producers with scheduled mid-contract management activities on CRP for 2021 have been sent packets from FSA. All packets include CRP cost share information, which is the scheduled MCM activity, and a highlighted map. Now's the best time to plan or make your final arrangements to get your mid-contract management activities completed this spring. If you're going to complete the activity yourself, that's fine. Make sure you're going to follow an approved NRCS seeding plan or have your fire breaks maintained for a spring burn. If you're going to hire somebody to complete your activity, make those preparations today as the springtime planning period is always narrow. We always encourage producers to have a plan B in place in case Mother Nature doesn't cooperate. The spring opportunity to get your mid-contract management activity completed is before May 15th, so we have a little over a month now. Absolutely no MCM activities are to be completed during the primary nesting season, which runs from May 15th to August 1st. Failure to perform planned mid-contract management activities may lead to penalties or termination of your CRP contract and then the required refunds of all payments that are received to date. If you have any questions about your upcoming activities, contact your local county FSA and NRCS offices. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. If you're here in Cass County, we're at 503 West 7th Street in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. We can also be reached by email at iaatlantic-fsa@usda.gov, or you can find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.